is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning to the remnant, and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We are coming to you live from it's a cloudy Radio Ranch this morning, this June 19th. 2021. We've got a full crew for you this morning, Remnant, and the phone lines will be open today. We'll bring everybody on. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
And Jason, good morning to you too, sir.
Good morning.
Tim, thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Amen. And Zach, thanks for, we appreciate you having a few minutes to sit in with us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And Remnant, we say good morning to you as well. We hope you have your coffee. I've got two cups here of good hot coffee. Got the sword, got the Bible here, and we hope that you do as well. And we thank you for joining us. We do. We'll have the phone lines open, but we're going to start out with a word of prayer. That is the way to do things. And John, we'll look to you to open us up with that, sir.
Sure. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you humbly, but also boldly as the sons of God, claiming the promises that you've given us. That greater is he that is for us than all those that are against us, and that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and that you have given us authority to trample upon scorpions and serpents, and over all of the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall harm us. Father, we're living in those days where we need to have contacted the blood, been born again of the water and the Spirit, in obedience through proper immersion baptism. I thank you, Lord, for those that have had the scales removed from their eyes and their ears unstopped. that have been able to hear and see the truth, that have come to repentance as well as obedience and followed through with your command to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Father, I continue to pray in this 11th and 3/4 hour for those who may not yet have realized that critical truth, that you would not only call them, Lord, but that they would be chosen to be in your remnant. Father, there's never been a better time to pray for wisdom, understanding, and discernment with regards to all the things that are going on, especially as a patriarch of a household with a wife and children. Lord, we know that there is no greater weapon, offensively or defensively, than the precious, holy, cleansing, healing, protective blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was shed on the cross over 2,000 years ago to save a wretch like me. Father, we do plead that blood over ourselves and our wives and our children and all that you blessed us with. Continue to pray unceasingly, just as your word says. And we thank you that you are a God that hears and answers our prayers, and that the things that were done in the dark continue to be brought to the light and shouted from the rooftops. You have sent confusion into the camp of the enemy, and they have turned upon one another. And Father, we pray that they would continue to fall in the pits that they dig and be ensnared in the traps that they lay, that you would bring recompense down upon their head many times over what they have planned for your people. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear. Give us the conviction to understand that we need to be those prayer warriors who are willing to stand in battle in the spiritual realm, are willing to set aside time to fast and pray and to seek the truth of your word, as your word says, in the last days knowledge would increase, and that the Word of God, the Holy Bible, is the only book that will continue to reveal things that have been hidden as long as we continue to seek. And as we come upon this 10-year anniversary of the calling home of our pastor, Peter John Peters, we thank you, Lord, for those labors that he put in for so many years, for the man that he was, the persecution that he persevered. Father, we continue to pray that you would hear our appeal to heaven to save America again. Forgive us, Lord, for falling asleep as the watchman over the house of Israel and letting it get to this point. But right now, in this very day, in this very moment, Lord, we need direction as to what it is we are to do in the spiritual realm as well as the physical realm, as those that roam like roaring lions seeking someone to devour, that come only to steal, kill, and destroy, are all about us, and that is their goal, to steal, kill, and destroy. Help us to have the discernment that we need to not follow any antichrist, not believe any false prophecy. Save us, Lord Jesus. That's our prayer. And this morning, as we look at the things that are going on in the world, show us what's important to your people, the remnant, and how it is that it ties into prophecy and what it is that you would have us do as the followers of Jesus Christ, your Jedi. We pray all these things in the name above all other names, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of our Heavenly Father. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Just a quick verse, and then Zach, I want to start with you and maybe get a little update, let us know how things are going there with the I know you deal a lot with the public and with the in the agriculture side, but Ephesians 4:26 says, "Be angry, and yet do not sin." And that thought came to mind during your prayer, John, that there are things going on in the world today that should make us angry. And we can be angry, as God says in His Word, and yet not sin. And I think that's important for us to remember that these things that we see are to bring His people back to Him. Well, Zach, thanks for joining us. And how's the growing season and getting things out to the people? How are things? How you see things going in your neck of the woods?
Well, it's pretty dry around here. Now, last night we had a good rain where I'm at, but it's dry, and people are starting to talk about it. I think people, you know, because I run the greenhouse, and people are very, I think people are going to be forced to rely on the tools that God gave us in order to survive, and that's by planting and growing their own stuff. And I know the last couple of weeks, Richard, you mentioned the Victory Gardens, and the percentage of the food that was produced was in Victory Gardens. And there are shortages everywhere. I guess out there by you guys, it's like, it's really dry. So I don't know what the crops look like out there, but we literally could be facing a famine right face nose to nose, and I hope enough people realize it. But it could very well be go time, because the amount of sin that's in the land and the things that are going on in the political arena right now, it's like what God said when Adam and Eve sinned. He said, "Cursed is the ground because of you." And with all this sin going on, there's a lot of ground cursing going on. And I think that's one of the things that we need as Christians to be angry at, is all these people around us are cursing the ground so that way it won't produce for us. So if you got a chunk of ground, take care of it and rely on God 100%. That's my opening thoughts for this broadcast.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Yeah, the good news is it appears Witchmer is losing her power over the people of Michigan. So that's a answer to prayer and a blessing.
Occasionally I see somebody wearing a mask, but now I don't think the mandates are off. I quit watching the news. I can't take it anymore. And
I know.
I see very few people wearing masks, and you know, I see signs, if you're fully vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask. Well, if that's the case, 99.9% of the population in the state of Michigan has been successfully vaccinated.
Yeah, and that's not the case, so that's a good thing.
Right.
It's about 50%.
Well, I know, I was being sarcastic.
No, I understand. Yeah, I've seen those signs as well. We went out to dinner the other night just for our 27th wedding anniversary, which is a huge blessing, by the way. And there was a sign there that masks not required if fully vaccinated, you know, and it showed like, back in, what was it, World War II or whatever, where we had the symbol of the woman, you know, the strong woman with her sleeve rolled up, and then it showed the getting the vaccine. So, what's what's concerning to me is the number of people who have who you thought were smarter than they are, and went ahead and got the or participated in the poison medical science experiment. People that I never would have thought would have done it, but I think their end game, obviously it's going to cull those that are have previous health conditions, already has. But I think it's going to sterilize the younger generation for population control. May not be a massive death wave, although there's reportedly at least 50,000 people who have died thus far from some form of the science experiment. But I also think that they're going to use it to identify those people who they think are not redeemable in regards to their way of thinking. Those people who absolutely refuse to participate in the science experiment and then their plan. I'm not saying that they're going to accomplish their plan. That's up to God, and it's up to his people whether they accomplish their plan or not. But their plan is to eliminate those dissenters, which will be identified by the number of people who absolutely, under no circumstances, will take the jab and participate in their science experiment.
Amen.
There's definitely a separation of the goats and the sheep, you know, going on, and that seems to be a lightning rod element there, right? When we're looking at it, I mean, and people get pretty uptight about it. We were in a place the other day having lunch, and what's funny because we had two guys. I seen their car pulling. It was an out of state plate, but they pulled in there and walked in, and they were both wearing the mask thing, and everybody in the whole place turned around and looked at him. It got quiet in there, actually, and looked at him because nobody had one on, and they were like, they had that deer in headlights look, you know, like I would have liked to have been a fly on the wall later when they were talking to each other, because I wondered, they definitely noticed it, no doubt about it, and it was an interesting thing to me to see the I don't know that there was any anger in the people that looked, but everybody was just like, what's wrong with them? You know, so it's kind of a good thing.
Yeah, I'm thankful for one thing that the Lord revealed to me early on, several months ago, the dangers of those vaccines. And we put that out to our people in a series of messages. And my prayer is that those who are members of this body did not succumb to the pressure of participating in the science experiment. Since that time, almost daily, more and more of the evil behind that has been exposed to a great extent. Like I said, it's disheartening and concerning to see those people who've given into it. There's a man I know who's 70 years old. He's over 70 now, but I baptized him at 70 years of age. Kind of had a disdain for God for a lot of his life, for things that happened and people that were lost, and was able to share the gospel with him and explain to him the critical importance of being baptized, and had the distinct privilege and opportunity to baptize him at 70 years of age. And this man, by medical standards, should have been dead 30 years ago when half his heart, through a heart attack, died. I believe God gave him a new heart. But somehow, in a moment of weakness, was in a Walmart and was announced over the loudspeaker that they had additional free vaccines for anyone over 60 that wanted to get one, and he decided to get it, and he said, well, I wanted to kind of see if I would rather find out myself than have my children and grandchildren find out if these things are deadly. And anyways, his health has done nothing but gone down since that point. Obviously, the majority of those family members who got the vaccine don't attribute that to the vaccine, but I can tell you in my spirit that that's exactly what it is that's caused this degradation in his health. And I've anointed him, I've prayed over him, I've claimed the promise he's contacted the blood and that he can take poison and it won't harm him, and I've seen improvement. I think if you have taken the vaccine, you probably need to confess that to God, that you repent of it before you can receive the healing and the antidote, which is the blood of Jesus. That's the only thing that's going to save us, is the blood of Jesus.
Amen to that.
Amen.
It's interesting things happening in Texas. Texas, the invasion that's going on, Texas is sure feeling a major brunt of that, the illegal invasion of the invaders coming across the southern border. And, when things like that happen, God uses those things to drive his people back to him. Two things like that, John, to repentance and to returning to him. He says, return to me and I'll return to you. And one of the things that Texas has done, they did pass their heartbeat bill, passed it into law. Governor Abbott signed it in. And that basically bans abortions after like 6 or 8 weeks if a heartbeat can be detected. And that's a good move. I sure see it as that, as a good move that Texas has made. That it I don't think most people realize the power that the abortions give the enemy. It's written on their heart not to do it, but it is good that they have passed that. And with the federal government pushing to make Roe versus Wade just the law of the land, it is good to see some states that are standing up to that. And I think part of that is a waking up, a returning to God. Texas is quite a bit going on down there. The governor said that they will build a wall. He's looking for money. He's said they would take online donations. And looking through the state budget to see where they can come up with $250 billion or $1 million, one or the other, and continue to build a wall, because they are being inundated. I mean, they are the ones that, cities of 10,000 small towns in southern Texas have been doubling and tripling overnight with all of the illegals coming in from them just walking across or the feds dumping them on their doorstep. It is not America as we once knew it, for sure, down in South Texas. And then effective September 1st, Governor Abbott signed in we call it constitutional carry, but permitless firearms carry, open carry, concealed carry, whatever you want. If you're not a criminal, where you're not allowed to have firearms, if you're not a convicted felon, if you want to carry, he recommends that you carry to protect yourself, because that's how bad the crime has gotten down in Texas. We've seen the riots in Portland and Minneapolis, where the National Guard's being called out again, and places like that for the last 14, 15 months, year and a half. You don't hear much about Texas, but it is getting worse and worse down there. And so when these adversities come, it's good to see that that the state of Texas is at least doing something. The state government is doing something to help its people in the physical, of course, in the physical. And I think this permitless carry is they're not the only state. It's Texas, Tennessee, Utah, Iowa, Montana, Wyoming have all pretty much gone that way. Even Pennsylvania and Ohio are considering that. Permitless carry. You don't have to have a concealed weapons permit or that type thing to be able to open carry, because they see the lawlessness that's going on, and they're responding to the constituents, the people that live in the state, that are saying they're realizing that it's not the police job, the policeman's job, to protect them, because even if they try, their hands are tied for the most part. But that's not their job. And so changes that are occurring on the good side as well, with this banning of abortion in Texas and this permitless carry, not only in Texas, but in several other states. And it's needed.
Talking about the gun control business, I thought it was interesting that here just recently, it wasn't really in the news much, but California lost its case at the federal level over their assault rifle case. It's been, you know, in hearings and in court for quite some time, and they lost.
So did Boulder.
And, pardon?
So did Boulder. Boulder had the same similar thing. In,
right.
And so, banned in California.
The thing that was interesting to me is now California is talking about appealing that to the Supreme Court, and you know they're giving them, the bookmakers and the odds guys, they're saying it's about a 95% to 98% chance that if they appeal it, they'll lose it at the Supreme Court level. And if they do, this is the catch-22 California's in, because if they do appeal it, it will undo every other draconian gun law regarding that kind of stuff all across the nation because of precedent. So, like you said, Boulder, Chicago, and whole states like New York and New Jersey and places like that, those rules will all be, you know, mooted. And so there's just this massive pandemonium and confusion and upset in the liberal hive as far as, what are we going to do? You know, we got to, and I'm just like, it's a praise report. I mean, it's God answering prayers, because we see this stuff going on, and it's like, yep, you're going to fall in the pit that you guys dug, you know, and it opens the door to a whole bunch of things. And I just, you know, I think it's an answer to prayer. So anyways, I thought I'd put that out. Thought it was interesting.
I think the thing that's really good about this, like after the presidential election and Biden getting pushed in there, people have had enough of it. And that's one of the things that Trump gave the conservatives, like the people, I'm not talking about the politicians, like the people, he gave them motivation, because they looked and they seen how he went in there and shook up all those guys. They look at all the bad press that the press gave them. They didn't believe them. They don't believe anything that the press is saying. And you can't rely on one guy to save the nation. And you see people starting to push back. And that really, when you boil it right down, that is the ingredient, that you have a mass of people that have the same mindset. And that is the actual ingredient. That is what it's going to take, is the people to push back. And that's one of the things that Trump gave us, is that motivation. Now, I don't agree with everything that he did. The guy talks my language. I mean, he can, I don't know if I should, the term I want to use, like, he can talk some major crap to people. I'll just put it that way. And And people need that. And, you know, so, and people are motivated to change things. Like, I've been hearing things all over the internet with this, what do they call, what are they teaching in the school? The race theory.
Critical race
theory. What is that called?
Yeah, the critical race theory. Yeah.
CRT, yes.
People are pissed about it.
They are.
And they're pushing back. They're going into their, you know, their school boards and saying, you will not be teaching this to my kids. This ends here. And, you know, and it's wonderful. It's wonderful to see the people pushing back. And, you know, they're starting to understand that these are God-given rights. It's not rights that's given by the federal government. God gave them these rights. So you, like, I honestly believe that you see the honor getting turned back towards God. And I think it's a wonderful thing. And, yeah, the media makes it look like we're losing and this, but I don't believe that. I don't believe we're losing. I really don't.
No, I don't either.
Another thing that's right. going on, too, is they're exposing the FBI and the CIA and how that the setup in January 6th, the fact that, I don't know if you saw the news conference with Putin after the G7 conference, but he basically called out the United States government. He says, you have 415 people that are in prison right now without trial that were there in D.C. on January 6th just protesting the political situation in the country. And then he called out, and you murdered, and this was Putin's words, you murdered a young lady who was there to peacefully protest, and nothing has come of it, you know. And then you're going to lecture me about diplomacy, you know, democracy and diplomacy, you know. So that's significant if you think about it, the fact that it was Putin that was calling out all this stuff. The FBI is being exposed. But if you think about it, ever since the election was stolen, which it was, and the acting president has been in office, they pulled out all the stops. There are things taking place in this country right now that we couldn't even have imagined 5 years ago, much less 10 years ago. What do you think, Jason?
Yeah, I agree 100%. You know, we're seeing things that are just changing, and basically we're living in you know, perilous times. That, you know, if you could went back a year and a half ago and you know, thought, okay, where are we going to be in a year and a half, 2 years from now, you know, we wouldn't be able to comprehend it. And nope. You know, it's you know, at the same time, it's exciting because it's, you know, you see these things and God's still in control of it, and there's separations that are taking place, and, you know, that's where we've got to put our trust in the Lord. And I know that we've constantly put that out there, but, you know, it's coming down to it where it's one thing hearing it, but it's another thing acting upon it. You know, there's people right now that are freaking out because they can't get their ammo and they can't get this. Well, you know, the thing is we've been telling people when it was available, it's like, hey, now's the time to get it. You know, don't wait. And there's a lot of people that just want to wait until the last minute, you know. They want to wait and get that understanding the last minute. They want to wait and get their food stores the last minute. They want to wait and do this the last minute, you know. And it's, you know, we've seen signs of the times. The writing's been on the wall for a long time on where we're headed. And, you know, at the same time, it's, you know, it's war. We've been talking about this, you know, Zach's been talking about this agricultural and farming being an act of war. You know, when was that, 2 years ago that you brought that message, Zach, about there?
It was a year or two ago, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and I mean that's
it is an act of war. It is an act of war. It is 100% is an act of war. Like those victory gardens and people growing their own food, it is an act of war because everything, which I'll send to you guys. I had a guy send me a link. Everything has been provided for us was on a silver platter. If we want a steak, we run to the grocery store and we get the best steak ever. If we don't want to be hot, we go into our vehicle or we go into our house and it's the perfect air condition, whatever temperature we want. Everything is made us weak. And when we said, you know what, to heck with this, we're going to rely on God to, for our substance and our key, like all, whatever. It is an act of war, and we don't need all those simple things. Don't get me wrong, they're nice, but we are giving God the glory and the honor, and we're taking power away from them. We're not giving them our labor. We're not giving them our money by buying that steak from Walmart. And you are. It's offense. It's not defense. It's offense. It's just like what Gideon was doing. It's 100% offense, for sure.
Yeah, it's like God's forcing us to get back to that place, and He's given us ample time to prepare. He's given us ample warnings, and even now, you know, some of these things that are affecting us have been temporary. They're not insurmountable. They're warnings that this is what's going to happen if you don't start to prepare the way that, if you don't turn back to me and look to me for your substance instead of the government, like what you've been saying, Zach. Mm-hmm. That's their main push for the electric cars and all of this stuff, too. Why do you think, I mean, think about it. Look back, 5 years ago, maybe more than that, 10 years ago, the smart meters, right? Electric smart meters. Well, what were those about? It's about them being able to control your electricity. Here, the local electric company, they, when you first purchase a home, they're like, they contact you and say, oh, we'll give you a $100 dividend and $20 off your electric bill every month if you allow us to cycle your AC units in times of peak power. And, you know, the dumb sheep are like, oh, yeah, sure, go ahead, you know. So they install these devices. Well, they were already installed at my house, so I uninstalled them. But people don't understand that if you were forced to have an electric vehicle and everybody came home from work and plugged in their 60-amp fat quick charger on their electric vehicles, that the grid would go down. And it's just another way of control. But right here in Denver, Colorado, we have a refinery, Commerce City Refinery, that pretty much produces the fuel for Colorado and some of the surrounding states. And the liberals have done everything they can to target that for shutdown. And that would be catastrophic as far as fuel supply for this area. I heard reports yesterday that there are fuel stations that are running out of fuel right here, where we live. So these threats are real. But like you said, God's turning us back to our roots, and we're going to rely on Him. We're going to produce our own food, and we're going to get back to a point where we don't have all of these distractions that maybe once again, that family Bible that used to be their most valuable possession will be their most valuable possession. And the time that the family spends together in the Word of God will be the most important time, because I believe that's what His desire is.
Amen. Yeah, we're already seeing, if you talk about fuel, we're already seeing that go up. I saw it jumped 15 cents in one day. Here in Laramie, it was 284, went to 299, just like last Tuesday, this past week. And, you know, that's a dollar and a half more than it was a year and a half ago. And the people, some people see that. Some people see the increase in food prices, in beef prices, in gas, in lumber. Jason, as you mentioned, or was mentioned earlier, the absence of ammo on the shelves. A lot of people are seeing what is going on, but most of the sheep are just bah. It's just terrible, isn't it? Oh, you hear them. Yeah, I can't believe gas is up, and then they just keep on going on. They don't give it a second thought of, you know, what if it just gets cut off? Guys, let's try the phone lines this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hey, brothers, I just have something to put on the table, and that is that we're hearing about Juneteenth, 1865 issues. But from my perspective, years ago, the Lord had me take the anointing oil and add to it to make a lot of it, and according to the law. And I was, for years, it's just been sitting, and I'm considering that once these people find out there's condition, you know, from the vaccine, that this is going to be the healing process that Pastor Pete started with his anointing oil. So I think that we need to get standing, and I call it the Revelation 11:15 jurisdiction. And, you know, it isn't coincidence it's three jubilees, and I've always had the thought that, you know, Deuteronomy 23, 7, and 8 were three generations, and then we can repent. Whoever that is, I don't know who that is, but obviously the inauguration address from Trump was an offer. This is my opinion, but it's just more and more evidence, and we spoke about it before. His inauguration speech said, I'm giving you back power from Washington, D.C. to the people. So that was an offer. And then acceptance was January 6th. And since I talked about it last time, I discovered that there's a threshold covenant, a threshold covenant. So whatever they meant for evil, I think this whole thing is going to turn around. There was a blood
Absolutely.
Sacrifice. I don't even know if it was all staged or whether it was real or whatever. But that's the way the Lord works. This is Isaiah 61, the acceptable year of the Lord. It's all out there. But I think it's going to have to do with the anointing oil. Once they find out the situation that they're in, facing hopelessness, like I had for 10 years, and then the Lord had mercy on me. So we need to appeal to the Lord for this remedy.
Amen.
And I think it has to do with Leviticus 25:10, because it's on the Liberty Bell. It's not on there for nothing. 50 years since the dollar was started, August 15th, 1971. So we're here. We're here. Deuteronomy 23, 7 and 8. Deuteronomy 15, 1 to 3. So we just have to appeal to the Lord, and he's going to give us remedy. I know what hopelessness is like, and we just have to be ready. Revelation 11:15 jurisdiction, that's what the Lord gave me. All right, brothers.
Amen.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, we as a ministry, we've taken the position that there will be a disease that will come upon the people that only a man of God with faith and the belief of James 5:14 through 16 and Leviticus 14:15 through 18 will, in faith, be able to heal. And I think we're at that time. Like I said, I can tell you that after anointing that gentleman that I was able to teach about the gospel and baptize at 70 years of age, after anointing him and praying over him, I could see a huge improvement. And I believe, just as the caller said, that these are the days of Elijah. You know, the Bible says it takes one Elijah, basically, to foil the plans of the enemy. And we have thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of those, the remnant, that have been educated through the years in powerful weapons of spiritual warfare against the enemy. And now it's time to seek to go back in time and remember those things that we've been taught and use them against the enemy.
Amen. Amen. We see that throughout Scripture. Go ahead, Zach.
I think that generation about repentance, because that guy was talking about the three generations, that could very well be the baby boomer generation, because, you know, after World War II, all those guys came around. They had, you know, they had all the goods from the what their parents did, and they're basically they've robbed all the land. They've basically sold all the farms off and have left nothing for their children's children. And if there's ever a group of people that needs to repent, it's the baby boomers, because they got the best of both worlds, and they seem to be completely oblivious to it. You know, I got this one baby boomer that shows up, and at my greenhouse, and he left a card on my desk in there, and it says, "There's no what did it say? It said it's a divine appointment that you and I meet." And I was like, "All right, pal, here we go." And so he comes back and he starts telling me about his church. They're having a church at a barn and this and that, and they meet on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and the pastor, I mean, he's really on fire, and you know, he's believing into the rapture and all this stuff. And I said, "Well, hey," I'm like, "this is awesome." I go, "You guys are so awesome." I'm like, "Do you guys have an open mic night?" He's like, "What?" I'm like, "Do you guys have an open mic night? Because I'll come down. I'll tell you exactly what I think." I go, "Do you realize?" Because I'll just tell you, I was mad that day. And I don't remember what it was about, but I ended up piling into him. Now, this guy is one of those dudes that he was goosenecking in front of his house back in the 90s during the Patriot Day time. And he had an assault rifle. And he ended up telling one of my buddies after I got done talking with him, he's like, "Yeah, that Porter guy's kind of crazy." But I went through and I explained to him, "It is your guys' fault why this country is in the condition that it's in. It's the religion that you believe in. You sit there and you do all this crap and you think that, you know, you're going to get raptured and you're going to make it off to heaven, and you don't put any stock into, like, about your grandchildren. Where are they going to live? What kind of opportunities are they going to have? And you guys need to reevaluate your position on this." And, you know, and I don't know, we went into a whole bunch of stuff, but it ended up being like a 45-minute conversation, and he didn't want nothing to do with me after I got done with him. But, you know,
Don't believe in the rapture. Get out of here.
Yeah. What you think you weren't to get out of this mess that you created? It's Romans 1 right there. He is Romans 1. And it comes out of all these churches. He is the one that's a lover of self, because he doesn't want to pay the price of anything. And plus, he's oblivious to what he created for the generations behind him. And not just specifically him, that whole generation. So, I don't know. That's my thoughts on it. Because people need to humble themselves and take blame for what they've done. And they need to understand it's not affecting them. It's going to affect their children and grandchildren. That's who it's affecting. And they need to have that mindset. And that mindset's not there. And it's a complete disconnect. And it needs to be reconnected. That's my thoughts on that. I'm sorry, I went on a tyrant.
No, that's good. That's good.
You're right.
And I bet you'll get to speak there sometime. Let's try another caller. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hi, Richard. Tom from New Jersey again.
Good morning, Tom.
Listen, this previous caller just said something about the event being staged in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. And I've often thought that. And I just want to ask John straight up. John, when you were there, did you see people climbing ropes and going up into the Capitol building, or was that something unreal? Because I don't believe that happened, frankly. And I'll take your answer off the air. Oh. Thank you so much. All bye-bye.
No, it didn't. And let me tell you something. There was 1 million-plus people there, all patriotic, or majority of them patriotic, and most of them God-fearing, and singing hymns and patriotic songs. But you know, the enemy has desired from that point to use that against their greatest threat, and their greatest threat is Christian Israel, the white Anglo-Saxon Christian, straight, God-fearing, Bible-believing, gun-toting male. And when they say that is the greatest threat to America, it is the greatest threat to their America,
yes,
to their demonic interpretation of what America should be. Because remember, America means heavenly kingdom. And unless you understand the Israel truth, unless you understand that this is J-E-R-U-S-A-L-E-M, this is the promised land, this was the greatest country in the history of the world, it still is, and unless we get back to those roots, unless the battle cry, once again, is no king,
a King Jesus, then the enemy wins. And they know that. They know that we're the only ones through repentance that have the power to destroy them with just, you know, God's little finger. And they're not done, by the way. They're pulling out all the stops trying to. Now there's calls to remove senators and remove representatives that are opposing and exposing what January 6th was all about. I knew when I was there that this was a pivotal day, this was a pivotal time, and that the things that are going on right now will set history in motion. And without the prayer warriors, without that powerful prayer for the righteous angels that are battling Leviathan in the high places right now, in the greatest battle between good and evil that we've ever seen in our lifetime, they will prevail. And, you know, God, I think God's like, well, if you don't care enough about your country, your family, your heritage, your the blessings that I've given you, then why should I?
You read in the Old Testament every single time that God's hand moved, what happened right before that was Israel repented. When God yep. bailed them out, they repented. That is the catalyst every single time. And we're getting there. I really think we are.
I also think that traditionally or historically in our Bible, when we read it, that what we see is a working catalyst or result of what happens there is humility diminishes until they no longer think they need God. Look around. And also hypocrisy just explodes. And if you've got eyes to see and you look around, the amount of hypocrisy and everything from industry to government to our ag industries and everything else is at an all-time high. I mean, it's so there's no truth, there's no fact. It's just a hypocritical mass of confusion, you know. And God mentions hypocrisy in the Bible 15 times, and there's no place in there that He says it's okay. You know, He's pretty demeaning to those people who run around with that attitude. And I think it's all about us right now. And that's why we have to humble ourselves, because a humble person, hypocrisy doesn't rule them or isn't the main point of their life. And hypocrisy is pride. I mean, it all goes back and ties in together. So.
Well, the good news is that the things that were done in the dark are being brought to light, even from 50 years ago. And there's no doubt that God has sent confusion in the camp of the enemy. And just like Zach says, I think we're going to witness all of this turn to good. And there is a great battle being waged in the spiritual realm and in the physical realm right now. And we have to hear ye the Lord. And when we do, be obedient. We have to continue to spend the time in prayer and in the Word. I think it's important that we memorize certain scriptures. There's nothing to say that we won't be incarcerated as well and have to face the same kind of tribulation that the Bible said we would if we are believers. And it was those hymns, old hymns and scriptures and things like that that kept those people going in the times of tribulation. I can't imagine that 415 people who've been arrested and held without bond, basically without a hearing, without anything, from January 6th. We need to be praying for those people as well as the evil, the just outright evil. They've pulled out all the stops right now. This is their last hurrah. This is their last chance to try to overcome this Christian nation.
They are sure trying.
I've told people for years that what really want to get someone's attention, just tell them, you know what, we lost this country in our churches, and it starts quite a conversation. And once you start explaining to them how that, you know, took place. Their eyes can see that there's a haze removed and there's a spell that's at least being cracked, you know, and it's starting. They're starting to awaken to the fact that the acceptance and tolerance of sin under the guise of race has been more detrimental to the destruction of this country than just about any other single source.
Amen. Amen. There's life and health in his word. Proverbs 4, 20 through 22 tells us that. He says, attend to my words, incline your ear to my sayings, let them not depart from your eyes, keep them in the midst of your heart. They are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. And that's what life and health is his word. It's Jesus Christ and none other, none other. None other whatsoever. Well, guys, we're all but out of time. Thank you all for joining us, and we thank you, the Remnant, for tuning in, and we hope it's been as much of an encouragement to you as it has been to us to be here this morning and to fellowship and praise our Heavenly Father. We invite you to come to church with us tomorrow. You can do that at scripturesforamerica.org, starting at 8:30 a.m. Mountain, 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern, and that's 7:30 on the West Coast. And join us. We'll have a little bit of everything for you. Timeless Pulpit Truth, a live message by Brother Jonathan. Looking forward to that. And we'll give you an opportunity to partake of communion, to remember our Lord and Savior and what he's done for us that allows us to be out of this world, to come out of her, my people. And so we hope that you'll join us there. And guys, we'll see you there.
Rolling, 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 stay high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, 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 though this country's stolen, keep on rolling over, stay high. Fast and pray together, make them health and forever, knowing the King is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, move them out, head them off, stay high.
They're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our King will be waiting, be waiting at the end of our ride. They're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake high. My heart's calculating, our King will be waiting at the end of